This page provides sample pricing for traditional long-term care insurance. The pricing is an industry average and does not represent a specific company. In phone consultations, we provide your personal pricing on the top carriers that sell traditional long-term care insurance. Let's begin by looking at the coverage example on the left side of this page. The first coverage component is a starting monthly benefit of $4,500. This pays for home health care, assisted living, and nursing home. You can purchase lower or higher starting monthly benefits. The next coverage component is a 3-year benefit period. Once benefits are triggered, this policy would pay for a minimum of 3 years. If the policyholder is not using the entire monthly benefit, then the policy would pay for more than 3 years. Another way to look at this is that the policyholder is purchasing a pool of money. The pool of money is calculated by multiplying the starting monthly benefit, $4,500 in this example, by the benefit period, 36 months in this example. This calculation equals $162,000 starting pool of money. If the policyholder uses the full monthly benefit every month, then the pool of money will last exactly 3 years. If the policyholder is not using the full monthly benefit every month, then the pool of money will last longer than 3 years. You can purchase shorter or longer benefit periods. The third coverage component is 3% compound inflation protection. This feature makes the monthly benefit and pool of money grow automatically by 3% compounded every year. In this example, the 3% compound inflation protection is built into the premium, so the benefits grow each year without any change to the premium. We recommend 3% built-in compound inflation protection because it helps your benefits keep up with the rising cost of long-term care services. The last coverage component is the 90-day elimination period. This is like a deductible. Once the policyholder triggers benefits, they must first pay 90 days of care themselves, and then the coverage kicks in. We can use shorter elimination periods, but that increases premiums significantly. The elimination period only has to be met one time. Let's say a policyholder completes the elimination period, goes on claim, and then recovers and comes off of claim. Then, 2 years later, they need care again. This time, they do not need to go through the elimination period. Benefits would be paid on day one of care. Now let's look at the estimated premiums on the right side of the page for the sample level of coverage we just reviewed. Premiums are based on age of purchase, gender, marital status, and health. Premiums for women are higher because they make more frequent and longer claims than men. Pricing for single people is higher because they make more frequent and longer claims than married people. The premiums in this example are annual, a monthly payment option, automatically withdrawn from your checking account, is also available. After you purchase coverage, premiums do not increase because of age or changes in health. The only way premiums can change is if there is an increase on all policyholders in a block of business. It is important to understand that state insurance commissioners have the authority to deny rate increases. Also, policies sold today use much higher starting premiums than in the past. In addition, underwriting is much more difficult than in the past. These changes were made to improve rate stability on policies sold today. To receive a personal price comparison on the top carriers for traditional long-term care insurance, please sign up for a no-obligation phone consultation.